Welcome back. And remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. We have a listener who wanted to call in and with a question or comment about our last segment, I presume. Denise, welcome to Radio Real Estate.
Hi, good afternoon, or is it still morning, I guess? It's still morning. Good morning. You got a great topic going here on local land use control and what's going on. It was a very interesting segment. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to add to that with the push from Sacramento to take over all land use control, there certainly appears to be some unintended consequences. For those attending last Tuesday's city council meeting, City Councilman Jason Dominguez put up for the chamber to look at a site. It's on calmatters.org, and it's called All Cash Home Sales. There is an interactive California map that you can enter a zip code and see what percentage of the properties now are being cashed out. No mortgage, and it appears to be real estate speculation, so that if the state takes over control, and let's say, even though Senate Bill 827 died, which you referenced in the last segment, let's say it comes back and it gives Sacramento the mandate to control zoning and land use, then these properties are purchased. So he put up on the board, let's say, Eastside, his district, 93103, where 38% of the properties have been cashed out already. And it was interesting to go zip code by zip code, which he did last Tuesday, and it's an eye-opener. A wake-up call for our local community.
Well, Denise, that's very interesting. I didn't know about that. We talk about cash sales, but not very often, and I don't track them. And to repeat what Denise said, it's calmatters.org. And I don't know, have you ever heard Dan Walters on my program?
Yes, I have been a fan of his since I first met him in 1980 when we were looking at developing the granny flat ordinance. I had met with Dan Walters. He's fascinating, and I've followed him since then.
Right. He's been writing. He still writes throughout newspapers. He was in the Santa Barbara News Press.
Read him every week.
Me too. Sometimes two, three times a week. And you go on now he works for Cal Matters, calmatters.org. So right. The zip code, so this was spoken at the city council last Tuesday, and are they saying, when you're tying it in to Senate Bill 827, where they want the state to take land use policy away from local government, tie it in again to the cash sales? Are you saying it's a reflection, or it's going to...
Pure speculation. They are speculating. The articles on Senate Bill 827, where, you know, Sacramento takes away local land use control, that article is written by Mark Levine, who also writes this article about real estate in your local neighborhood and what could happen. And so they go by zip code, how many properties have been cashed out. And they are wanting or questioning whether or not they are foreign investors. But again, when you close an escrow, California law doesn't allow you to ask if it's a foreign investor. So they also are speculating it could be investors planning on a great ease up, if you will, of regulations that communities like Pasadena, Glendale, Santa Barbara, La Jolla have on property development.
Now, I didn't, you know, go into and read a lot. You're well versed with Senate Bill 827, but basically, they're trying to create a new movement. The old NIMBY was not in my backyard, and now they're calling it YIMBY. Yes, in my backyard, and they want to have the state force local municipalities, cities, to allow dense, high-rise housing within walking distance to mass transit. And you think it's going to pass?
It died. And it's died, but it's back for revisions, and you're correct. That bill said that you could build high-rises within one-fourth mile of a frequent bus stop. And so, for example, in San Francisco, that means it would lose all local zoning control and a big chunk of L.A. Here in town, we could lose local control because the bill read 4 to 8 stories within a quarter mile of a bus stop.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. And I think that I really appreciated at the city council meeting sitting there and having this call to my attention. I was heavily involved, like I said, with Dan Walter, lots of people years ago in the early 80s on the granny flat ordinance. So I went to the city's ADU hearing because that's one example of the state taking over a mandate because the state says we need much more housing. We are at 40 million people, approaching 50 million soon. And during my lifetime, I'm 65 years old, it was when I was 10 years old, we only had 10 million people. Now we have 40. So the state's coming back and saying to all the communities, we're going to take over control. They have bills pending not just for AUDs and ADUs, but now student housing, homeless housing. This particular bill, 827, which is back for a rewrite, is 4 to 8 story buildings by bus stops. Lots is happening in Sacramento, and if we lose local control and don't push back, our town's finished.
Denise, I'm so glad you called, and thank you so much for listening. I could actually continue to talk to you, but I'm up against the clock to take a commercial break and then come back for the weekly multiple listing sales update. So, but just if you can, in just a few seconds, you said the bill, and I wasn't aware of this, the bill SB 827 was voted down, but you're saying it's not completely dead. So they're trying to restructure it and bring it back.
Nothing's dead in Sacramento. They are going to push housing and housing. They want over 1 million new units. It's coming, and people either decide they're going to push back, like some local municipalities are pushing back on other public policy matters. This one, they have had no pushback yet from towns like ours, which certainly I know we did a casual pushback, but we need to stand up and holler.
Oh, it would change the landscape forever.
Yeah, well, just imagine all Milpas and all State Street plus Salinas with 4 to 8 story buildings.
God, thank you so much. And I don't have time to discuss it, but I read a huge article yesterday in the news press about water, and not just for California. And there's no water. It's just no water. And all we want to do is build more housing. Denise, thank you so very, very much. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.